Good morning, Hobart. I'm Sam Fantasia with the latest news on demand. Hobart building heights would be capped at 45 metres if the City Council approves a bill next week. The Planning Committee meeting last night, scaling back on a 60-metre height limit recommendation to preserve views of the waterfront and Mount Wellington. Meantime, plans for 12 and 13-metre twin towers on Elizabeth Street, North Hobart, have been rejected on grounds it detracts from the heritage value of the area. Those studying at the University of Tasmania are feeling angry and uncertain this morning, informed they may have to move out from student accommodation. UTAS set to give priority access to first years and those outside of Hobart, thanks to high levels of housing demand. This student, who doesn't want to be named, says it will have a negative flow-on effect.
It's no good just accommodating for first years and then saying, oh, well, that's hunky-dory. What about second years? And then what happens then? Oh, you kick them out the door, do you? And you make room for other first years to come in. No. Smarten up.
A Sydney man's been slapped with a court date after allegedly live-streaming a domestic violence assault on his partner. The 26-year-old had apparently been playing Fortnite online for hours when his partner and mother of two kids began begging him to log off.
Go away! Leave me alone! Off your dog! You don't pay the bills!
He'll front court on Thursday. Residents on Bruny Island will now have improved access to doctors thanks to a 10-year deal with Huon Medical Group. Previously, locals had to travel to the Greater Hobart area for health services, but now GPs will be on site three times a week, while video conferencing is also available. Head GP Dr. Bastian Seidel says it's exciting times.
We as doctors are really as excited as the community is, because it's just great. You know, it's so rewarding to actually offer services to patients who are in need, and it's just great. You know, so today, you know, my past patient comes in at 12 o'clock. He's already waiting now in the waiting area.
And if you're flying out with Virgin from today, expect to have your cabin baggage thrown on the scales. They're the latest airline to enforce weight restrictions on domestic flights after Qantas tightened the belt last week. Passengers won't be able to carry on anything over 7 kilos. Sport coming up next. Tasmania slipped a spot on the Sheffield Shield ladder, now sitting in fifth after a loss to Queensland. The Bulls had to make history to beat us though, marking the fourth highest run chase down at Blunsdon Arena. Things did look like going Tasmania's way for a while, the visitors at 5'233" at lunch. However, Jimmy Pearson and Michael Nessa settled in. The pair made 75 and 76 respectively, leading to the Bulls' 4-wicket victory. And our cricketers are quickly turning their focus to the second test starting on Friday in Perth after the disappointment of a 31-run loss in the opening test in Adelaide. The result means the Aussies could be closer to losing their first ever series to India on home soil.